heirloom. Finally, it's middle night. The town's asleep, and I can watch my breath hit the porch with no fear of friendly small talk from neighbors introducing themselves for the umpteenth time. My father sings and strums throughout the day, lovelorn ballads about winter following spring. His voice cracks and twangs. He falls deep into his valley accent only then when he thinks I can't hear through the door. I truly am my father's son, burying old love notes in our overgrown heirloom tomatoes, giving the dirt her words, the ink that she washed dry. This late at night, he's due to come down in his underwear, use the bathroom, drink from the tap, and in that moment, we'll be the only ones awake in this single stoplight town. Good night, Dad. Good night, son. From my father, I got my fingernails, my slouch, my rearview mirror. From somewhere I'm not sure of, I got these lungs full of confetti and a case of somniloquy only she could stand. Here in Shenandoah, where no one but family knows my name, I can watch frost creep over the garden and listen to my father sleep fitfully upstairs, shaking the house with every stir. If he talks in his sleep, I can't hear him through the door. One of us will have to die first.